With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Among the thousands of prominent figures attending tomorrow's inauguration will be Reverend William F. Kamuyi, founder of Nigeria's Deeper Life Bible Church, the third largest Christian church in the world. On the eve of the inauguration, the global evangelist offered this prayer for the incoming president.
Almighty God, it's pleased you to bring President-elect Donald Trump to the throne in biblical language and to lead at this time. We're asking that your grace will be with him, your wisdom and your power. And we pray you help him to remain focused and all the things he's brought out in his campaign of giving Christ the recognition, the honor that he deserves.
Donald Trump takes the oath of office as our 47th president at noon on Monday. After last week's solid performance, this week ushers in a new era for the stock market as Mr. Trump begins his second presidential term.
Traders go back to work Tuesday after the market racked up gains ahead of President Trump's return. The S&P 500 index advanced 1%. The Dow gained just over 0.75%. The Nasdaq rose 1.5%. Those gains propelled all three indexes into positive territory for the month, according to FactSet. And it was the most robust weekly performance for the Dow and the S&P since the immediate aftermath of Donald Trump's November election win. Rich Thomason reporting.
A long-awaited ceasefire in Gaza has begun after a three-hour delay as Hamas named the three female hostages it claims it will free later on today. Israel had vowed to keep on fighting until it received the names, and it got them. Millions of TikTok users in this country no longer able to watch videos on the social media platform as a federal ban on the immensely popular app takes effect. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism has reared its head in Australia again. Lawmen in Sydney say two synagogues were defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti this month, hard on the heels of several similar incidents in Australia and last year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is condemning these latest attacks, saying they're, quote, abhorrent and need to stop. Australia is a better place than this. The two Sydney synagogues were defaced with swastikas and various anti-Semitic slogans. Vandals also wrote Allahu Akbar, which means God is great, in Arabic. The Montana House has endorsed a ban on men's and women's restrooms in public buildings. The measure now heads to the GOP-controlled state Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have passed laws to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and bar sex change operations on small children. This is SRN News. New drugs have been selected for Medicare's price negotiations.
The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs will be handled by the incoming Trump administration. It almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. Ozempic and Wegovy are made by Novo Nordisk, which is based in Denmark and has U.S. headquarters in Plainsboro, New Jersey. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Today is Sunday, January the 19th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Tippi Hedren, who is 95 years old. Country singing icon Dolly Parton is celebrating a birthday today. She's 79. TV chef Paula Deen turns 78. This is SRN News.